have need of allies, Eldred.
Yvrain went as straight as a rod at the presence of the Primarch, even carried by the crude psychic broadcast of the humans and the filter of Eldred Ulfran's runes. The nascent majesty of Rebute Gilliman pulsed across the etheric connection, bringing with it another sensation, the cold of death, the stillness of graves. The former seer knew well the touch of Ennead, her master, the Eldari god of the dead and patron of her growing kindred, the Inari. From her time upon the path of the seer, she understood the complexity and power of Eldred's communion. Though it was his mind that directed the power, he acted only as a focus, drawing on the psychic abilities of several other seers. Edai and Yemshon Ilfiore, Aralai Coppermane, Zu Elias the Wise, and Hijerok the Blind. Their thoughts, bound through his will, Eldred tapped into the webway, and from that star-spanning network into the eternal matrix. The seer's minds leapt forth into the faltering stream and rebounding echoes of the psychic beacon the humans called the Astronomicon. By such means were the thoughts and fears and dreams of the human psychers fed by the words and will of Gilliman, and there rendered into something passing for physical communication.
We received your call, and I stand present to address such concerns, as does Yvrain.
My realm has been plagued, literally, by the machinations of my former brothers. Mortarion, devoted of death and decay, has sought to bring ruin to Ultramar by means both physical and immaterial.
I have sensed his sorceries at work, corrupting the scheme.
Not kindly does Ennead look upon the works of this demon prince. He would steal the souls of the dead, and from them make seeds of damnation for the living. Long steeped in the poison of chaos, Mortarion would see a wasteland of our worlds, long before we can raise Ennead to his glory on a throne of our spirits.
Yes, of course. I have witnessed firsthand this devastation. An attack beyond even his means without assistance. You were right, Eldred, that Mortarion has claimed some artifact to increase his sorcerous potency. The Hand of Darkness, you called it, gifted him by Abaddon to assist in the creation of the Great Rift and the destruction of the Imperium.
Long has the Hand of Darkness plucked the strings of the scheme to terrible effect.
Also, long has it eluded those that would hunt such things and put them beyond use by the forces of the Dark Powers. Harlequins and White Seers alike have failed to recover this ill-omened claw.
As have agents of the Emperor, despite terrible sacrifice and great effort. However, theory becomes practice, I think, if you are willing to assist. For the moment, Mortarion's efforts are spent, though his forces continue to beset the 500 worlds.
The spider has returned to his lair upon the plague planet to spin fresh webs of corruption and death.
Indeed. I believe that he does not have the Hand of Darkness with him.